What have you for me today, Lord? What have you for me today? It's here at your feet I want to be. What have you for me today?
You're listening to The Sons Are Free. The topic today is to tithe or not to tithe, the search for truth. Part 10. In the previous episodes, we examined what Jesus as priest has shown us how to receive and distribute an offering, and we've unmasked the thieves who have infiltrated the body of Christ to rob the children of God of their portion and inheritance. In this episode, we'll look at the single most important reason why tithing has no place in the church, nor in our Father's kingdom. The cost of not knowing our position in Christ, what He did for us, and what we've inherited in Him. There is one final thought I have about tithing that warrants sober meditation. It isn't easy trying to explain what I consider the single biggest issue for believers concerning the tithe without sounding like a raving lunatic. Still, I hope you'll bear with me. This meditation is worth it. You see, the Word of God tells us that we are in Christ. We are one with Christ, and thereby one with all who are in Christ. The cost of being in Christ is everything. He gave us His all. We give Him our all. Jesus owns us. Jesus owns all that we steward. Do we understand that the old system of the law, with all its external ordinances and doctrines of portions, such as the tithe, were given to a people who were thrust from God's presence through the sin of Adam and Eve, separated from God, separated from the Son, separated from each other? And since we were separated from God, He gave us the law as a kind of bridge to facilitate our reconciliation with Him and as an instruction for how we get along with each other in this fallen world of separation. So how does all that work now that Christ has carried us over the bridge where in Christ we are reconciled with God? Does adhering to the old system of tithing, which holds that 10% belongs to God and 90% belongs to us, mean we must take our leave of Christ, backtrack over the bridge, and take back what we've given to Christ so we can give a tenth portion to the man who demands it? How do I give 10% to a man when I have given 100% to Christ? Or having come to God in Christ, where we are now one with Him and one another, are doctrines of portions like the tithe obsolete? Are not the concepts of ownership, debt, and payment crucified in Christ, if in fact He has reconciled us and destroyed separation and division in the process? Do we give our all to Christ, except for what we hold back for ourselves? Is that how it's supposed to work? I don't think so. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine yourself in the Father's kingdom, arguing with your brother over what's yours and what's his. Like children having a tug-of-war over a toy, with each crying, "It's mine! Mine!" Such has no place in God's kingdom, where love rules and we are one. Like Paul wrote, love is not arrogant, rude, selfish, or resentful. In the Father's kingdom, possessiveness, debt, and payment have no place because the root of all these is selfishness, and selfishness falls short of love. So permit me to be blunt. If a man were in Christ, he wouldn't need to ask for a tenth, for all that belongs to Christ would be at his disposal, just like it says in Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Consider also the lesson for the elder brother of the prodigal son. The father said, "All that I have is yours." If the man were truly a minister of the gospel, he would get his provision from God. In the very least, if he preaches the gospel, he should set men free, not put them back under the law. The deceptive root of man's false tithe teaching supposes that we pay the person who feeds us a portion of Christ. Of course, that's a ridiculous notion, because we are in Christ, and by virtue of being one with Christ, we possess all of Christ as he possesses all of us. So what portion of Christ can a man give me when I am already in Christ, who shares all of himself with me? Being gut-level honest about the tithe lie, it boils down to a kind of temple tax men are shamed into paying because they're ignorant of their identity, position, and inheritance in Christ. Paid to someone who is perceived to be more spiritual, more learned, or who claims to be an intermediary or advocate between the people and Christ. It's ignorant of the many scriptures which state you do not need a man to teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything, where through obedience to the Spirit, you remain in union with Christ. The gospel truth is, you already possess in Christ all that the tithe merchants claim to give you from Christ. Thus the tithe is nothing more than a shakedown of God's people, a doctrine of selfishness that has no place in the Father's kingdom of oneness. Reflections. Every time I heard a minister preach on the tithe, I felt sick, best described as a nauseous feeling in the pit of my gut. For years I assumed that feeling was guilt caused by the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Often I responded to that feeling by swallowing hard and giving all the money I had with me, sometimes even borrowing from my line of credit account. Years of hearing the tithe preached, where ministers compelled my giving through guilt and shame, had taught me that God was the type of father who whips, prods, guilt trips, and shames his children into obedience. When I finally asked God about that sick feeling, he gently said, "That's the gift of discernment, telling you that what you are hearing is a lie." Put more simply, that's your gut telling you, bad bread. One recurring thought I've had about exposing the false teaching of the tithe is that the flip side of the tithe is seldom discussed. This is what Scripture has to say about giving in the original church. All the believers were united and sharing everything with one another. They made it their practice to sell their possessions and goods and to distribute the proceeds to anyone who was in need. United in purpose, they went to the temple every day, ate at each other's homes, and shared their food with glad and humble hearts. Acts 2, verses 44 through 46. The humility and simplicity of the original church is in stark contrast to the wealth accumulation and materialism of today. Challenged by their example of modest living, selling their excess and giving all the proceeds to those in need, the 10% tithe looks like a real bargain for lukewarm churchgoers, That's just simple economics. What's best for the portfolio, even prudent, according to the gospel of Balaam. People, myself included, are glad to see the lie of the tithe exposed. Yet we're hesitant to embrace the truth that the Lord has asked us to give all. Our mindset that by abolishing the tithe, we can now give as little as 0% is headed in the wrong direction. The requirement of Christ is 100%. So are we ready to cast off the lie of the tithe if it means surrendering all? In the next episode, I'd like to have some fun with what passes for stewardship and giving for the cause of Christ today. I'm hopeful of wrapping up the tithe subject with a little lighthearted and perhaps irreverent humor. The transcript for this episode is found at rss.com, home of the Sons Are Free podcast. It includes all scriptures cited in the episode. The transcript can also be found on the blog at thesonsarefree.com. That's all for today, friends. Remember, Christ has freed us so that we may enjoy the benefits of freedom. Therefore, stand firm and let no one put you under the yoke of slavery again. Thank you for listening to The Sons Are Free. I'm Jack Helser. Until next time.